Praise be Jesus and Mary. The most important thing in the world is the salvation of our souls. In fact, that's really an understatement to say it's the most important thing. We could even say it is the only thing that matters. As our Lord says in the Gospel, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his immortal soul? In fact, what does it profit us if we have a wonderful life in this world filled with success and the admiration of others and all of these good things, if in the end we lose our soul? At the same time, what does it matter if we suffer all manner of evil in this world, sickness and misfortune, bad reputation, and all of that, if in the end we save our souls? So in reality, we can say the only thing that matters is that we save our souls. And so that's why it is so important when we have readings, I mean, every weekend talks about in one manner or another the salvation of our souls. And so we have a teaching this weekend regarding the salvation of our souls. In the second reading, the letter of St. James. St. James is teaching us we need faith and good works to save our souls. Okay, that means each and every one of us should examine ourselves. Do I have this? Do I have faith? Do I have good works so that I may be saved? St. James says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Okay. Can that faith save him from hell? See, St. James is talking about someone who already has faith. Now, we need to address this issue because this is really a fundamental problem in the Christian world today, the lack of faith. So we can't even get to this discourse on works until we establish that we have faith. That's the first problem. You know, we have Christians out there who don't believe in the Holy Father, the Pope, that he is the vicar of Christ. That's a problem. That's a lack of faith. We have Christians out there who don't accept the church's teaching on contraception. That is a lack of faith. That means they don't have faith. We're not even talking about works. We're talking about faith. Christians who deny the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist. Christians who don't accept the church's teaching regarding that only men can be ordained. Okay, we even had a cardinal who recently died, and shortly before he died, he denied the faith. You know, that is the situation that we live in today. A great lack of faith among Christians everywhere. Right? And remember, this is in the context of the salvation of our souls, the only thing that matters. Right? Now, if we have a person who has faith, they believe all those things, wonderful, but they're not saved yet. Because it is not enough to believe all those things. It is not enough to have faith alone. That's what St. James is telling us. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can that faith save him? Will he go to heaven with that faith? No, he will not. Good works, okay, could mean various things. It could mean what are called supererogatory works, those which are above and beyond what is strictly necessary. The corporal works of mercy, the spiritual works of mercy, okay, the practice of virtue. These are all things that we should strive to do. But it means, at least in a bare minimum, the keeping of the commandments. Okay, that is the minimum of works that we have to do to save our souls. What is it that saves us? How are we saved? It is the presence of God's grace in our souls. He who dies with God's grace in his soul is saved. He who dies without God's grace is lost for all eternity. So he's saying, is it possible for someone to have true faith without grace? Yes, it is possible. Because one can commit a mortal sin, not observing the commandments, but still have true faith, okay? Still believe all those things. In fact, the Council of Trent affirms this, says, if anyone says that with the loss of grace through sin, faith is also lost with it, or that faith which remains is not a true faith, though it is not a living one, or that he who has faith without charity is not a Christian, let him be anathema. Okay? So it is possible to have the true faith, believe all those things, but be in a state of mortal sin because of a sin against the sixth commandment, okay, the third commandment, etc. Okay? It's just a dead faith. And that's what St. James affirms. He says, so also faith of itself, faith alone, if it does not have works, the observance of the commandments, that bare minimum to keep God's grace alive in your soul, is dead. That is a dead faith. It's a true faith, but a dead one. One that is not vivified by God's grace. An example of faith without works we have in the gospel, all right, where many of the chief men of the synagogue, or many of the chief men, believed in Christ. This is St. John's Gospel, chapter 12. It says, many of the chief men believed in him, but did not confess it, that they might not be cast out of the synagogue. Okay? They didn't want to suffer for Christ. They believed in him. They believed he was the Christ, but they would not openly confess it. There's the work that needs to be done. Okay? There's the good work. They need to profess their faith in Christ. But they did not do that work, implicitly denying Christ, for fear of being cast out of the synagogue. Can they be saved by that faith that they had? No, they cannot. Remember our Lord's words, but he that shall deny me, even implicitly, before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. So it is not enough to have faith. We must have works, profess our faith, live our faith. This is also the teaching of St. Paul, okay, when he says that even if we have faith strong enough to move mountains, but do not have charity, it availeth us nothing. Okay? That saving faith is a faith which works through charity, says St. Paul in the letter to the Galatians. And again, we must not be only hearers of the law, but we must be doers of the law if we are to be justified. Not only hearers, but doers. And so again, the Council of Trent teaches, if anyone says that nothing besides faith is commanded in the gospel, that other things are indifferent, neither commanded nor forbidden, but free, or that the Ten Commandments in no way pertain to Christians, let him be anathema. Okay? So we must have faith vivified by works, by charity, observing the commandments, and all things that our Lord wants of us, even if there's the threat of being cast out of the synagogue, like in the gospel. As our Lord tells us in today's gospel, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. We must be willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel, for the sake of the truth, in order to save our souls, in order to authentically follow Christ. Sometimes the bare minimum of observing the commandments requires sacrifice and suffering. If we want to follow Christ, we must be willing to deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. For whoever wishes to save his life, to go to heaven, will lose it. That is, will be willing to sacrifice his life in this world in order to save his life in the next. But whoever loses his life for my sake and that of the gospel will save it. So, my dear brothers and sisters, let's make this our resolution this Sunday, to have true faith, first and foremost, to believe all that God has revealed and that Holy Mother Church proposes for our belief with God's same authority, and then to have a living faith, to put that faith into practice, observing the commandments, the law of God, the love of God, and love of neighbor, and our reward will be great in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Fructum ventris tuum.